The Central Pacific Hurricane Center, which has been tracking Hurricane Lane, issued the update at the top of the hour. Joining us now is HPR's news director, Bill Dorman, to fill us in.
Yes, and Catherine, not a lot of changes. Derek reflected a lot of that in terms of the information. The warnings, the watches stay as they have been. Some of the interesting information about this goes to the outlook, which is which shifts and which, again, in terms of adjusting as the day goes on, it is expected to weaken as the day goes on, a steady weakening trend forecast to begin today. But again, they stress Lane expected to remain a dangerous hurricane as it approaches the islands. And again, on the general track, it's moving west-northwest about 8 miles an hour right now. It's about a little less than 300 miles, about 285 miles south of Kailua Kona on the Big Island, and takes a little more than 400 miles from Honolulu. Two interesting points to make on this. They talk about under the discussion section about hazards affecting Lane. Rain comes first, and the rain bands come first that are not actually part of the technical hurricane
the
itself.
System, right.
Mm-hmm. But that's that system. And those rain bands from Hurricane Lane moving ashore on Puna and Kau now. And those are that's going to be growing as the day goes on. But again, in terms of approaching later tonight, really in terms of a lot of these winds. By the way, for folks at home, if you're tracking this, we talk a lot about sourcing. You know, the important source on this is the Central Pacific Hurricane Center. You can use your favorite search engine to track them down. But they have these updates throughout the day. As you said, one just at 11. They have a an intermediate one coming out at 2 in the afternoon, and then 5 o'clock this afternoon they'll have more complete advisory on that. But one other highlight, this is, again, nothing new, but it's important to bear in mind as you hear these different forecasts that it's not just where the center of the hurricane is. Hurricane force winds extend outward to about 40 miles from the center. Hurricane force winds. Tropical storm force winds extend out to 140 miles beyond the beyond the center. So again, when you're hearing words about tracking where the center of a hurricane is, the impact goes much broader than that. And just in terms of, again, for those keeping score at home, in terms of what does that mean, Category 4, wind speeds 130 to 156 miles an hour. And now you talk about a weakening trend. Okay, so you take that down to Category 3, that's still 111 to 129 miles an hour at sustained winds, and then it drops further further from that. Tropical storm winds, anything above 39 miles an hour up until about 73 miles an hour, those are something that are tracked on the leading edge of this. So, again, we'll be hearing from the governor this afternoon. We'll be hearing from the mayor here on Oahu this afternoon. So, again, we'll have updates as they become available, but it's approaching, it's moving slowly.
Right, and we've been hearing about how folks are running out to the stores to get their supplies, their batteries, the water. I know one gas station I checked on last night because I wanted to gas up. Mm. They were out of gas. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things, folks just need to prepare, get ready, just in case something happens. The power goes out and you can't, get to the places that are powered by electricity. The pumps at the gas station, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But again, prepare for the rain and the wind, batten down the hatches, anything you can tie down or move so they don't become flying projectiles. You got to do that now.
All very true.
Right, and prepare for the rain.
Yes,
flood.
Exactly. One interesting point, FEMA, by the way, Federal Emergency Management Agency, had a news conference. They're emphasizing also local control on this in terms of it's down to the counties. And you hear that from the governor yesterday, I'm sure today as well, because it's very localized. So
right.
It's a county guidance.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
You bet.
Now, the Hawaiian Islands remain vulnerable as a Category 4 Hurricane Lane passes south of the Hawaii Islands. You can track the system online, important to track, with different impacts to different islands. And recapping preparations for Hurricane Lane, if you're a visitor or a resident, here's what you need to know. As of 11 a.m., the center of Hurricane Lane was 295 miles south of Hilo and moving west-northwest at 8 miles per hour. High surf warnings are in effect for south-facing shores of all islands, and a flash flood watch is in effect for all islands until Friday evening. Now, if you're traveling over the next few days, the Department of Transportation says check with your airline before you go to the airport. As far as ports, as of last update, all ports across Hawaii are open, but under warning status. Ports on Hawaii Island are conditioned Yankee, which is the highest warning level before closure, and port facilities in all other counties are set at condition X-ray. Under Coast Guard order, all ocean-going vessels and barges weighing 200 tons or more must obtain a permit to remain in port or make preparations to depart before the ports are closed to in- and outbound traffic. This is known as Condition Zulu. And as far as schools, all public schools and Hawaii State Department of Education offices on Maui and Hawaii Island are closed until further notice. Families of students in charter schools should contact their schools directly to learn about those closures, and all public libraries and support offices on Hawaii Island, Maui, Lanai, and Molokai are closed today. All library programs statewide scheduled from Wednesday, August 22nd to Sunday, August 26th are canceled. On Hawaii Island, all schools and the University of Hawaii campuses are closed until further notice. All beach parks from South Point north to Kohala are closed until further notice. All pavilion camping permits for these parks have been canceled. South Point Road from Kama'oa Road Junction to South Point, all closed to all traffic. And all county offices and facilities are operational, including transfer stations and landfills. Moving on to Maui, Red Cross shelters will be open to the general public at 2 p.m. today. Visit redcross.org or see Maui County's Facebook and Twitter pages for a full list of shelter locations. Hawaii Material Recycling in Kehi is offering aggregate for filling sandbags, so take advantage of that if you need it. It is free for personal use. Call Brent Dell at 808-495-2141. And here on Oahu, city officials are asking residents to reduce water usage to just essential needs. Here is Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell.
The Board of Water Supply is asking residents to only do essential watering. Do not go out and irrigate your lawn at this point, or wash your car, or fill your swimming pool, or anything else, because Water Supply wants to make sure that every single reservoir and every single tank on this island is filled to capacity. Because if we lose electricity, even though they have generators, it's going to take longer, and they want to make sure that there's water in these tanks so they don't have to pump water into it.
So residents of all counties can sign up for mobile alerts from their respective local authorities. Oahu residents should download the free HNL Info smartphone app. Maui residents visit the Maui Emergency Management Agency website to register for the Maka'ala alert system. Hawaii Island residents can sign up for free text message alerts from County Civil Defense at hawaii.gov. And Kauai County residents can sign up for free voice and text alerts from the Kauai Emergency Management Agency using the Blackboard Connect portal. Look for the large orange button on the Kauai Emergency Management Agency page at kauai.gov.